Thank you, Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mani yeke ora baka shere di di di. What a privilege it is to serve the Most High God. What a privilege it is to serve and honor the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the King of kings. Good morning. Welcome to Bible Story Land. Hallelujah. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring the King. He's the senior of all seniors. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and nobody's greater than our King. We honor his presence. We honor him today. He is Lord and he is King. He is shepherd and he is father. Nobody great like our King. Nobody great like our Lord. Amakashere yoku. Amaniyeke orabakashere didididi. Oh, Lord, I bless you this morning. I praise your name. I honor you, Lord God, in the mighty holy name of Jesus. Let the counsel of the wicked be spoiled, O God. O God, lead the prince of darkness away spoiled in the name of Jesus. Let the stout-hearted be spoiled in the name of Jesus. I bind the enemy and strip him of his armor and divide his spoils in the name of Jesus. We release the spoilers to come upon Babylon and destroy her in the name of Jesus. We release the spoilers to come upon the high places in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have spoiled principalities and powers. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we spoil the enemy and take back his goods in the name of Jesus. We spoil the tents of in the name of Jesus. We spoil those that have spoiled us. In the name of the enemy, spoil those that have attempted to spoil us. The enemy will not spoil us, but he will be spoiled. In the name of Jesus, let the places in the name of Jesus and headquarters of darkness be spoiled. In the name of Jesus, let the proud spirits be spoiled. In the name of Jesus. Let the proud spirits be spoiled in the name of Jesus. We release the cankerworm to spoil the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. Let the fortress of darkness be spoiled in the name of Jesus. Father, you are Almighty God. You are King. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. And there's nobody great like you. Nobody holy like you. Nobody mighty like you. You are Almighty Father. Oh, what a great God you are. What an awesome King you are. Mighty are you. Holy are you. You are a magnificent God. And we call upon your name this morning. We say, Abba. We are depending on you. Abba, we need you more today than we did yesterday. Abba, we need you, O Lord. We need you, O Lord. We need you, O Lord. We need you. We can't do without you, Lord. We can't do without you. We're depending upon you. We are trusting in you, Father. You are Almighty Lord. You are Almighty Shepherd. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. We bless your name today. We honor you. We honor you. We honor your presence in the name of Jesus. So we thank you today for what you're doing. Oh, we are blessed because of you, O God. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed because of you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the blessing that you are to us. We can't do without you. We can't do anything without you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are holy. Be high and lifted up our King. So, Father, this morning we come dressed right to align with you, to align with your perfect will. In the name of Jesus, we can't. Without you, you are the shepherd. You are the King. You are the Lord of lords. We bless your name today. We call upon your mighty name. We thank you for our helmet. We put on our helmet of salvation. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. Our loins are girded about with truth. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we thank you, Lord God, that we have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other, and you are our rear guard. We're calling upon you this morning like never before. We are honoring you because you are a king, you are Lord, and you are our creator. So this morning, we hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty in the name of Jesus. Well, we are thankful that you joined us on Bible Storyland this morning. We have with us to play a praise song, Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to do Our Father.
Our Father. Okay, good. In heaven, he's a great God. He's awesome. Now, you already know he never leave you nor forsake you. He will always be with you. No matter what age we are, he will go to the ends of the earth for you. We are privileged that our Father loves us so much. We are privileged. So we are thankful. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God did not send Jesus, his only Son, into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." God does not want anybody to perish. He don't want anybody to lose their lives. He wants everybody to live eternally with him. It's a royal invitation. So, you know what, there was a great man who went. He was a man of the Pharisees. His name was Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. It's in John, the third chapter. And he was a man. He went to Jesus by night, and he said unto him, Rabbi. He reverenced Jesus. He knew. He knew who Jesus was. He said, we know that you are a teacher come from God, but no one can do these signs that you do unless God sent him. Jesus answered him and said, most assuredly, Nicodemus, I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say unto you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus said unto him, are you the teacher of Israel, and you do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say unto you, we speak what we know, and we testify what we have seen. You do not receive our witness. If I had told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of God be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him we might be saved. So I honor the word. God loves his word. He honors his word above his name. And we are grateful that God loves us. And, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are. God wants you to be saved no matter what age you are. You could be 99 and not saved, and he still wants you to be saved. So age is no, it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter if you're young or old. If you understand what it means. Nicodemus was an old man, and he went to Jesus by night, and he said, you know, listen, I know you're a man of God. So he said, nobody can do these things that you do unless you're a man of God. But, you know, there are people who are elderly, and they've not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and it's time. If you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, it's past time. You can't see him unless you have given your life to him. You can't see him unless you said, Lord, I believe in you, and I believe that you raised Jesus on the third day. You got to confess it with your mouth. You cannot be saved unless you confess Jesus with your mouth. So no matter what age you are, it's time. It's past time. God, you know what? God loves the praises of his people, and he wants us to continually praise him daily. He said, let the upright praise him. Not just once a month, continually praise him. Every day, all throughout the day, praise him with the way you live. Praise him with the cymbals and the tambourine. Praise him. We got to continually praise him. Everything we do, in the traffic, in our home, washing dishes, washing clothes, going to work, we got to keep our mind stayed on him and continually praise him. So it's praise time on Bible Storyland. We honor the presence of the Most High God, and we're going to praise him. We have with us this morning Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. I almost said Jacksonville, Florida. Maybe she moving here. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. We love Jacksonville, and yes, I could see myself living there. I sure could.
Sunshine.
Yes,
almost
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
A month a year. No snow no more.
Don't like the hurricanes, though.
Oh, I know that's right. Who does?
We have a 70 degrees here this morning. It's really foggy, but it's 70. We're supposed to have storms tomorrow, so keep us in prayer. But we're okay. Listen to this.
Amen.
Thursday marked a year since my mom's passing. November 2nd was 1 year since Mom passed away. So last night we had a dinner honoring her and just had a good time. We tried to make some of her specialties. We had chicken and dumplings. We had chicken and dressing. We had spaghetti. My nephew made homemade ice cream and chess cake and German chocolate cake, cornbread, applesauce, cranberry sauce. We just celebrated Mama's life last night.
Amen. That sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah. Missed some of the family members who are out of town, but I know they thought about us. We had a good celebration. We really did. So this morning I want to sing Mama's favorite song. She loves to sing "He's Able to Carry You Through." And the longer I live, the more I've learned that He is able to carry you through anything.
Amen.
So that's the song for today.
All right.
He's able to carry you through no matter what the world may do. Try Jesus, for He satisfies. He's waiting just to hear your cry. Trust Him in everything you do, for He will bear the load for you. I know He's able. He's able to carry you through. I met Him when I was young. This race had just begun. Sometimes the hills are hard to climb, but I found in Him peace of mind. Though tempted in the sinful land, He took me and He held my hand. I know He's able. He's able to carry you through. He's able to carry you through no matter what the world may do. Try Jesus, for He satisfies. He's waiting just to hear your cry. Trust Him in everything you do, for He will bear the load for you. I know He's able. He's able to carry you through. Someday I'm going to see His face. When I have reached that hollow place, we'll have a hallelujah time that day. I see His face divine. Don't you want to go there to try Jesus? See what He can do. I know He's able. He's able. He's able to carry you through. He's able to carry you through no matter what the world may do. Try Jesus, for He satisfies. He's waiting just to hear your cry. Trust Him in everything you do, for He will bear the load for you. I know He's able. He's able to carry you through. Someday I'm going to see His face. When I have reached that hollow place, we'll have a hallelujah time that day. I'll see his face divine. Don't you want to go there to try Jesus? See what he can do. I know he's able. He's able. He's able to carry you through. He's able to carry you through no matter what the world may do. Try Jesus, for he's satisfied. He's waiting just to hear your cry. Trust him in everything you do, for he will bear the load for you. I know he's able. He's able. He's able to carry you through.
Amen. He is able. Yeah, the one who created us, he's able to carry us through every situation. I don't care what it is. Sickness in your body, in the hospital, car wreck, birthing a baby, you know, got pain in your body, he's able to see you through it. Hallelujah. So I thank the Lord this morning, for he is able. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. Beautiful. All right, we have Pastor Donna's cousin on with us, Jackie Travis, this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G. We are out here tailgating for the Reigns and Reball game today.
All right.
It's busy. Yeah, and I almost forgot, but I'm thank you for calling me. I thank the Lord for just another day. It's going to be a crowded one today.
I hear you.
Okay.
Yes, we are grateful that the Most High God, hallelujah, is
yes,
with
Lord.
Us. I don't care where we are.
Uh-huh.
All right, what you going to sing this morning, Jackie?
I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Whoa, you brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way. You've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sister, my brothers too. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. You've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sisters, my brothers too. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. You've been my mother, you've been my father, you've been my sisters, my brothers too. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done. You done for me. 'Cause blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. I thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever. For all you've done for me. 'Cause blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. I thank you, Jesus, for blessing me.
Woo! Yes, indeed. He is in the blessing business. Don't you just love it when you get those blessings? You go like, wow, Lord, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, a blessing isn't always something you got in your hand. It could have been a storm came in the tree, didn't fall on your house. That's a blessing. It could have been a car wreck in front of you, and the Lord, and you know, the Lord made sure it wasn't you. That's a blessing.
Yes.
Of course,
yes,
it could
Lord.
Be,
yes.
you know, money into your bank account. Yeah, that's a blessing, too. But it could be that you're
yes.
healthy. That's a blessing, too.
Yes, Lord.
So we are thanking the Lord for all the blessings he blessed us with. We have another sister on with us this morning from Georgia. Good morning, Venetia. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good morning. You going to sing this morning?
I guess so.
What would you like to sing?
You made a way.
Amen. Go right ahead. Venetia.
Okay. You made a way when our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over. You made a way and we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way when our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over. You made a way and we're standing here only because you made a way. You moved mountains. You caused walls to fall with your power. You performed miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you've made, oh, you moved mountains. You caused walls to fall with your power. You perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you've made a way. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, that was beautiful. I tell you what, you guys are really singing awesome songs this morning. He's able to carry you through, and he is. He carried us through. If we're still living, he's carried us through many things, many things. You brought me a mighty long ways. Yes, he has. Sometimes he carried us. Sometimes he just, you know, beckoned us. Come on, you could do it. Come on, you could do it. And you know what? I thank God for Venetia. I met her recently, just last, I think it was last week. So she came on to sing with us this morning. I appreciate it. He made a way when our backs were against the wall. You know, sometimes we, when our back's against the wall, we're like, Lord, what are we going to do? We don't even know what to do. And we call upon him, he come right in, right on time. He's always available for us. We may not always be available to him. Sometimes I sing the song, Lord, I'm available to you. But then when he called on me to do something, I'm like, yeah, okay, wait, Lord, give me a minute. Give me a few minutes. No, he don't wait. When we need him right away, he come right away. Now, he's always on time. Sometimes we think, God, I've been waiting for years. But he's always on time. His timing is perfect. When I say perfect, I mean his timing is perfect. He ain't never late. Well, he come late, but he don't never be late. He's an awesome God, a mighty King. Nobody can compare to how great our God is. And I tell you, people who've lived a lot of years, they can tell you how great God is. people who lived a lot of years, they've been through something. Yeah, their backs have been against the wall. They know that he's able to carry them through everything, every situation. God has brought senior citizens a mighty long way. He's never left them, never forsaken them. You know, when they're aching in their body, he's the healer. You know, we can go to the doctor and they give you something. Sometimes it's a placebo if you keep on asking. You know, it's one of those things that make you think you're going to be, you think it's medication and it's like, wow, that worked so good. It gave you a placebo. That's not even medicine. It's just like a water pill or something like that. It's not even the real thing. But God is the real thing. He's all we need. When we're in pain, pain is a signal that something is wrong. And so we say, Lord, help. And he does. Sometimes we got to wait. Sometimes he say, right now. Sometimes he say, uh-uh, you got to go through this. You know, like during childbirth, he say, no, you got to go through this. We go like, Lord, be with us. We don't want this pain. But he's always with us. He never leaves us. Well, it's word time this morning. You know, God honors his word above his name. Our speaker today is from Jacksonville, Florida, a mighty man of God. God used him even in unusual ways to bring forth the word. And you know, I mean, he bring forth a mighty word. He is the pastor of Children Born in Christ Ministry. And I tell you, I thank God for him. He's a mighty man of God that he's real, man of integrity. You know, sometimes you don't want to hear the truth. He's going to tell you the truth. So we thank God for Pastor Johnny McCray from Children Born in Christ Ministries here in Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm doing very well this morning. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning, Bible Story Land. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and this is a great and marvelous day this morning. I just want to first of all, I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning, as we say, and started me on my way. And I feel like God has prepared us today for today. Amen. And so whatever our situation is, whatever we may have to face today, God has already made a way. I was listening at the song that the young lady was singing, You Made a Way. And I thought about it this morning as she was ministering in spirit, amen, that telling God that he had already made a way, and he's still making a way for us. Amen. And I just want to encourage her, and I want to encourage all of us, and I encourage myself, that God is making a way for us. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances, whether it's spiritual, whether it's physical, whether it's financial, whether it's relationship-wise, family-wise, there's a way that's already been made for us. Hallelujah. By our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I just want to, I thank God for the privilege and the honor this morning to come on Bible Storyland to encourage ourselves, amen, in Jesus, to encourage ourselves in the Holy Spirit, to encourage ourselves, amen, to be encouraged that God, hallelujah, that he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, amen, into the sinful world, amen. Amen, to take the authority back, amen, and give it back to us, his sons and daughters, that we have power and authority over all sin nature, amen, all the elements, and we have our dominion back through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I just want to encourage you, seniors, but I also want to encourage the people of God this morning, amen, to be encouraged, amen, and to know that God say, if God be for you, according to his word, who can be against you? Amen. And we know that God is for us this morning. Amen. According to John 3:16, God is for us. No matter what we face, God is for us and God is on our side. Amen. And I just want to thank again Sister G for allowing me to come. I am the pastor of Children Born in Christ Ministries of Jacksonville. Amen. Where we are a word-believing church. Amen. We truly believe that the word of God is enough. Amen. And if we just obey the word and just follow the word, amen, that God will truly, amen, amen, lead us and guide us through his word. Amen. Because the word of God says, order my steps, Lord, in your word. And this morning we want the Lord to order our steps. Amen. And we want to come this morning, first giving honor to God and to Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, asking that he decrease Johnny McCray, increase us in his spirit. Amen. He knows our needs. He knows our situation. I ask God right now to reach and touch. Amen. To send a word from on high that will not return void, but will accomplish in our lives, amen, today, amen, what is needed. Amen. For the lady that's out, and the family and the people that are out at the Reigns Revolt thing they're having, for those that are in your homes, those that in the different situations, institutions, situations, circumstances, that have loved ones that may be in prison, may be in jail. Amen. That those that may be just hurting and out in the world, just lost at the moment, but it shall be found. Amen. Those that are blind, it shall see. Amen. Those that are without, they will have. God is bringing his people in, amen, in various situations. So we declare victory today in the name of Jesus Christ through the blood that was shed on Calvary Cross. Amen. He was bruised, amen, and he was wounded for us, amen, for our transgressions and for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are truly healed, amen, and we speak healing this morning. In the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Because someone is in need of a healing this morning. Someone is having pain and having situations and reports, amen, about their body. Amen. But the word says, whose report are you going to believe? There's a report of man. There's a report of doctors. Amen. But there is a report of the Lord. Amen. And we put our confidence in the Lord's report this morning. Amen. And we are determined to obey him. So, Lord, we yield to you this morning. We ask you, God, that you govern us in your word right now, Lord God, and order our steps in your word. Amen. That you give us peace and joy and the confidence that we need to live this day holy, live this day righteous. Amen. To live today with a repentant heart. Amen. It's time for us to forgive. Amen. Those who have offended us. It's time for us to forgive those that have done us wrong. Amen. It's time for us to let go, amen, and live in the spirit of the living God. Because as sure as we live, someone is going to tell you untruth. Someone is going to do something that will hurt your feelings. Someone is going to deceive you in some kind of way as sure as we breathe. But we have to, as children of God, amen, as God's chosen ones, we have to have a heart that is willing to forgive as Jesus forgave us, amen, and that we shall have life, amen, and have it more abundantly. Don't hold them, amen, and don't hold ourselves in bondage. Forgive and let it go, and we shall repent daily, amen, of our sins, that we can not pick up those weights, that weight of unforgiveness, that weight of hatred and the weight of malice, that weight, amen. He said, cast aside every weight that will so easily beset you. So we cast aside weights this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I would like to, amen, as the Holy Spirit guides and leads and helps this morning from the book of Joshua, amen, and may the word of God encourage us, amen, to continue to live the way that God is pleased. Joshua 1, starting with verse 5, and the Lord was speaking with Joshua. And I want to share this conversation that God was having with Joshua as God is having that same conversation with us this morning. Amen. He said unto Joshua, he said, Joshua, no one will be able to defeat you. Amen. No one will be able to defeat you as long as you live. Hallelujah. He said, I will be with you as I was with Moses. Amen. I will always, hallelujah, I will always be with you. I will never abandon you. Amen. But I want you to do this, Joshua. I want you to be determined and be confident, for you will be the leader of these people as they occupy this land which I promised their ancestors. Just be determined, hallelujah. Be confident, hallelujah, and make sure that you obey the whole law of thy servant Moses, which he gave unto you. Do not neglect any part of it, and you will succeed wherever you go. Be sure that, hallelujah, be sure, amen. He said, be sure and make sure that you obey the whole law of the servant Moses gave unto you. Do not neglect any part of it, and you will succeed wherever you go. Be sure that the book of the law will always read in your worship. Study it day and night. Make sure that you obey everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Hallelujah. Amen. And remember that I have commanded you to be determined and to be confident. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For I, the Lord your God, am with you wherever you go. I just want to say this morning that the command of the Lord, amen, is to us in the day, this day in November, the year 2017 of our Lord, still stands. God said, I command you to be determined and to be confident. That is our word for today. No matter what your age, no matter what your situation, no matter what the circumstances are happening in your life, because things are going to change. Things are constantly changing in our lives. Amen. Our health is changing. Our financial status is changing. Our relationship is changing. Our economy is changing. The government system that we live in is changing. Everything is constantly changing around us. Amen. But God say, I want you to still, hallelujah, that will not change. I want you to still be confident and be determined. Amen. And now more than any and ever before, God is saying to us, the children of God, the believers of God, those who walk by faith and not by sight, those who trust in the Lord with all their heart, mind, and soul, those that believe that Jesus Christ is not dead but yet alive, those that are healed by his stripes, those who believe that God is true, amen, that God is not a statue, God is not someone or something that was made, amen, by man's hands, but God is the true and living God, the eternal God, the God of all life, the God of all creation. God is saying this morning that I still, hallelujah, and that will not, the word of God does not change. It changes not. Amen. I still want you to be encouraged. I still want you to be more than ever to be determined. No matter how life looks like, amen, no matter what appears in your ears or what appears in your sight or what goes into your ears, what you see, what reports you read, what's happening in the world around you, no matter what, I still want you to be determined, and I want you to be confident. Confidence is the concept of faith. Amen. The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. Amen. And we are living in a time more than ever before that we have to live a life that is pleasing with God. Amen. If you're not determined, and if you're not confident, if you lose your confidence in the word of God, if you lose your confidence in your relationship with God, if you lose your confidence in what God has promised you, you cannot please him. You got to be confident. Amen. You cannot allow, amen, it's Seniors Day, but seniors, you cannot allow the life situation. The Bible says that a man that's born of a woman is for a few days and much trouble. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. But more and more, As a matter of fact, the older we get, the more confidence God wants us to have. The more older we get, the more determined what we should be. The more older we become, the more elderly we become, amen, the more useful we are, the more valuable we are, because we have more knowledge. Amen. Than the millennial kids. Amen. Than this young generation. We have more knowledge. But we got to have confidence in the knowledge that God has allowed us to obtain. Why are you still here? We are still here because God still has use for us. Amen. Our assignment is not complete yet. Our assignment is not finished. God says in his word, you must be confident, amen, and you must be determined more than ever before, amen. You can't do what you used to do, but you can say what you never said before, amen. You can stick it out, amen. You can lead and you can guide and you can teach, amen, those who are yet lost. Because most of the time, those that are lost think they are found. Those that are blind think they can see. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because they don't know. Amen. But God is saying to us, church, amen. Amen. God is saying to us, I need you to still be confident. Because he used that word still. What is still? No matter what is happening, amen. No matter what your state is, amen. No matter what has changed in your life, amen. No matter who has left this earth, amen. No matter who has forsaken you, amen. No matter who has turned their back on you, amen. No matter, still be confident. We as the body of Christ must be confident. Amen. We must be confident. Amen. You got to always believe and understand that you have a place in the body of Christ. Amen. I believe the Cantor Spiritual wrote a song about the old man that wanted to sing in the choir. They wouldn't let him sing in the choir. He had to go to heaven to sing with the heavenly choir. We don't have to go to heaven. Amen. You hear me? We don't have to go to heaven to sing in the choir. We don't have to go to heaven to worship God. We don't have to go to heaven, amen, and leave this earth to pray the prayer of the righteous, because the prayer of the righteous prevaileth much. Amen. The fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous prevaileth much. We are still of use. We are still valuable. We are still needed by God. Amen. He still want to use your vessel. He still want to use your body. He still needs your mind, your eyes, your insight, your foresight. You are still needed. But you still have to be confident. You still have to be determined. Matter of fact, you got to be more determined now. Amen. And it's more so what you show than what you say. Hallelujah. Because when the young see you are determined to stay with Jesus, no matter what happens in your life, amen. Well, maybe when you lose a loved one, maybe when you get evicted, hey, maybe when you lost your car, maybe when your body ain't functioning like it used to, but you're still determined to be in Jesus Christ. You're still confident in the power of his word. You're still confident in the power of his anointing. You're still confident in his love. You're still confident in God. Just seeing that, amen, will draw them closer to God, because they'll remember. They will remember, church. Hallelujah. Yeah, I remember Sister Jackson. She was confident in God. She stayed with God no matter what. And I couldn't understand it. But today now, I understand. Amen. Because you got to understand that no matter what you are, who you are, and what you're doing, somebody is watching you. Somebody got their eyes on you. Amen. The young lady said, God, you made a way. Amen. I tell you, young lady, God said he's still making a way. And you still be confident. You still keep your faith. You still keep your head up. You still stay in Jesus. No matter who don't walk with him. No matter who don't run with him. No matter who don't call on him. You say, I tell you this morning, keep calling on the name of the Lord. For the word of God says, he that calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. What that mean? He that calls on the name of the Lord, he will answer. He that calls on the name of the Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, he shall save. He that calls, if you call me, I'll come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. God says, still, I need you to still be confident. Don't lose your faith. If you lose your faith, you lose your hope. Amen. We need you to hold on to your hope. Amen. What you see, you still got to see it. It's time for us to see, church. Don't lose our confidence. We just bless the Lord this morning. I thank God for Bible Story Land that give us an opportunity to spread the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That God saying, I'm still with you. Just like he was with our forefathers, like he was with Moses for Joshua, but like he was with our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents. We go back all through time, amen, to previous generations. He was with them, amen, and he is with us today, amen, and he'll be with them tomorrow. We still got to pass the mantle to the next generation, the mantle of faith that Jesus still is alive. Amen, that the word of God is still true. That the word of God, you can still believe in it. That this word of God, you can still trust him. Amen, that God may not be there when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Amen, we got to still believe and pass the mantle to the next generation that Jesus Christ is the lily of the valley. Amen, that he is the bright and morning star. That he is a battle like in the time of a battle. That Jesus will not leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. That Jesus will be there with you always. That he that calls on the name of the Lord, he say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. But if you just trust in him, if you just still be determined, if you just still be confident in the word that God has spoken. Nine times he spoke in the book of Genesis, and nine times he spoke and something happened, and everything that he spoke came to pass. Amen. Now we are here today is the evidence of what everything that God said way back millions of years in Genesis. And if it was true then, and we got evidence in the wind when it blow, in the hurricanes, in the trees, in all creation, in the sun, in the stars, in the universe, we got all kind of evidence that God truly does exist. But we cannot lose our confidence. We got to be still in God. He said, be steadfast and delivered it from which Christ has set you free. He said, stand fast and know him. Be still and know that I am God.
God
will prove himself. I said, God will prove himself. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm trying to tell you this morning, if you just be still and stay confident, if you just be still and be determined to stay with Jesus, when everybody else walk away from it, he said the road to destruction is wide, but the road, there's a narrow way. If you just stay on that narrow way, God will prove himself to you. He'll show up. He won't forsake you. He'll show up. But you got to keep your confidence. Don't let your gray hair deceive you. Oh, hallelujah. Don't let the pains in your back deceive you, in your legs. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. You still needed by God. We still, the young people still need us. Hey. Hallelujah. Don't let your bank account deceive you. God is still your Jehovah Jireh. Don't let the situations of life, all this confusion, he's still our peacemaker. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It will not. The Bible says in 91, it may fall on them, but it won't touch you. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. Satan tried to tempt Jesus with that foolishness, but Jesus said, I know what the word says, because I am the word. I will not bow down. What do you mean? I won't give up. I'm going to take this all the way to the cross. Amen. Then I'm going to take it to the grave. Y'all know the story. He took it to the cross. Hey! They pierced him in the side. He took it to the cross. Hey, when the blood came running down. Hey! Blood and water come flushing out. Amen. When Jesus said, not my will. Not my will. If you've got the confidence to say, not my will, Lord, but your will. And Jesus took it on to the grave. Oh, but the victory came. huh? He made a way. And how did he make it? Through the victory. What was the victory? He got up early one morning.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. He got up. What he got up with? Hey, hallelujah. He got up with all power and authority in his hands. Hey, and he passed the key to you, those that believe. Hallelujah. We got power. We got power in our tongue. Stop speaking death and speak life. Hey, help me, Lord. Stop speaking I can't and say I will. Stop speaking and speak life. But he gave it to us in our tongue. With your tongue, you can create a new life. With your tongue, you can create good health. With your tongue, you can create better finances. With your tongue, you can create a good marriage. With your tongue, you can create with your tongue. But by the same token, with your tongue, you can destroy. But we are chosen today, and we believe, and we shall have life and have it more abundantly. So I just want to encourage you today, in the name of Jesus Christ, to continue to go forth, to continue to be confident, and to continue to be determined that for God I live and for God I die, and I go forth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and thank you.
Amen, amen. What a mighty word that was. Oh, my God. It was an awesome word. We got to be confident, like Joshua, God told Joshua, be confident and be determined. Be determined and be confident. Oh, my God, that was a powerful word. We need that word. We need that kind of word that will refresh us and renew us and strengthen us. He said no matter what age you are, you still got to be confident. You still got to be determined to follow God. You got to follow him all the way to the end. He's never left us nor forsaken us. So, Father, I lift up your servant, Pastor Johnny McCray, and I thank you for what you're doing in his life and what you're going to do. And, Lord, even as he has that cough, I thank you, Lord God, that he believes your report that he is healed by the stripes of Jesus. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. Heal every part of his body, oh God, every organ in his body, Lord. Remove the cough from him, Father God, heal him. You are the great physician. You said, beloved Johnny McCray, Pastor Johnny McCray, beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, I thank you that Pastor McCray is prospering in his soul and in his body, and he's healed by the stripes of Jesus because he said in his word, as he spoke this morning, he believes your report, so he knows that he's healed by the stripes. By your stripes, oh God, send the word and heal him. So, Father, even as he poured out into Bible Storyland this morning, pour back into him, oh God, strength, determination, confidence, and courage in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you that he will not let the book of the law depart from his mouth. He will be obedient to follow what you tell him to follow, and then he shall make his way prosperous, and Pastor Johnny McCray shall, oh God, be prosperous in the name of Jesus and have excellent success. So, Father, we bless you, we honor you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Well, good morning again. We have Miss Ludell with us, 95 years young. February, she'll be 96. So we're thanking God for her. She's going to sing a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning. Sorry I'm late. I enjoyed the message. So I'm going to sing a song called Jesus. Call Jesus, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name, call Jesus, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name is Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, you just call him by his name. If you seek, Lord, call him by his name. call him by his name. Call him by his name. If you seek the Lord, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Call him by his name. If you're homeless, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. If you're homeless, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, you just call him by his name. Amen.
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 Call him by his name. That was awesome, Miss Liddell. Thank you so much.
All right.
I love to hear you sing. Those are some awesome songs you sing. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. We thank God for the songs of praise and honor unto him. We thank God for the word that went forth this morning. We thank God for each of you. You know, God loves, he loves his word, and he honors his word above his name, and we do too. And, you know, salvation, that's why Jesus came, so we could be saved from our sins. We all need salvation. You know, many people think, oh, I don't need that. I'm God just going to take me. Oh, no. He already told us. He commanded us. He wants us to be saved. It's a royal invitation. When you have a royal invitation, you don't turn it down. You said Jesus. You have to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that he, oh, God, raised Jesus on the third day. If you confess and believe in your heart, you shall be saved.
Right.
So is anyone on this morning that needs to be saved? We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. We have pastors on here, teachers. Walk you through the plan of salvation. Well, praise the Lord. Everybody on here is saved, and I'm thanking the Lord for your salvation, my salvation. You know, we got to be determined and confident. We got to keep moving forward in God. We cannot slip off the path. So, Lord, I pray that, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that none of us will slip off your path. We can't backslide. You know, backsliding is a sin. We can't be like the prodigal son. We got to be determined and confident to follow the Lord. We got to study his word, read his word daily, follow him daily, obey his word. So I thank God for each of you. Testimony time. Anybody got a quick testimony this morning? Well, I have a testimony. Last Saturday, I went to a homegoing of my cousin, Robert Lewis Hooks, who is from Jacksonville, Florida. He lived here most of his life. And I tell you what, that was an awesome homegoing. The wake was awesome. It was like a praise service unto God. He planned it out himself. He wrote out what he wanted, and the pastor said, if you have a beef about it, let him know who's in the casket. But I tell you what, I've been to a lot of funerals, but I've never been to a funeral where I've seen a smile on the face. Now, I went the night that my cousin died to the hospital, and he looked like he was sleeping. But when I went to his wake and his funeral, he had a smile on his face. So I thank God, you know, that he was saved. He was set free. So God knows the hour. It was an awesome service. When I tell you, it was over 200-some people there. And people gave testimonies about his life and told about what a great man of God he was. And, you know, when I leave this earth, I want to, you know, leave a legacy. And I want it to be known that, you know, she was determined to follow the Lord. She was confident in following the Lord. and that she ran the race, and that she fulfilled the call of God on her life. That's what I want to be said about me. I don't know about you, but, you know, one day we all going to leave it. We all got to go. We can't. This is not our home. We're only passing through. So I thank God for what he's doing in each of us. And you know what? It's prayer time. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So anybody who needs prayer, you can just state your prayer request. Anybody need prayer?
Miss Clarita?
Yes.
The prayer request I have is for the things that are going on in the news this week.
Anything specific or just, you know, because I don't watch the news, so I don't know. I mean, anything specific?
It's a lot of the shootings and stuff that are going on in New York. It's one of them.
Okay.
And continued prayer for the city of Houston is we are on the mend. And that's all those are the two things that are in mind. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We're going to be praying against the spirit of murder and violent crime. Okay. Thank you, Karen. Anybody else? Prayer request.
This is Ludell.
Yes, ma'am.
I ask prayer for two or three families that were funeralized on last week, and my church family as well, myself, my family, and all us that, need a blessing, you know. So
yes.
I just ask for prayer for all of us and all of y'all that in Jacksonville, Florida. I wish I could come back again, but I don't know. But
yes,
I'm still thinking about you all down there.
Amen. I think about you often. All right, any more prayer requests? We're getting ready to go to the throne room and call on his name like never before because he is the one. You know, we in trouble. Sometimes we could call the police. We could call on family members. We could call friends. But ain't nothing like calling on Jesus. He is the one true and living Father. We could call on him at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about ready to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before your holy presence. And we thank you that you are Lord, you are God, you are King, you are Father. We lift up Pastor Donna Hawkins, the pastor of the Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church. And we ask you, Lord, to keep her healthy, touch her body. We ask you, Lord, to be with her as she shepherd over the people at the church where she is the pastor, the overseer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless her family, Lord, even in the missing of her mom who died a year ago. We ask you, Lord, to touch her husband and her entire family. Be with them continuously, Lord. Walk with them, talk with them, be a lamp and a light to their pathway. And, Lord, we lift up her cousin, Jackie Travis, her husband, her two daughters, the senior citizens that she works with, Lord, on a constant basis. And even as she is out in a big crowd of people, we thank you for protection in the name of Jesus, protection for all the people, especially in big crowds of people because the enemy's trying to come in crowds of people and destroy big numbers of people, Lord God. So we plead the blood of Jesus over the crowds and over each and every person there in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up Karen Artell's request. We come against that violent, vicious, murdering spirit, that violent, criminal spirit. We cut it off at the root. And so, Father, we thank you for a hedge of protection around your people, all the people, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We rebuke the enemy who comes in like a flood, but you raise that standard, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We rebuke the devourer, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, who comes in murdering innocent people, Lord God. We rebuke the proud spirits that are cursed in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in your people. We thank you for what you do. We thank you for what you've done already. Oh, God, we cover the children. We cover the elderly. We cover your people with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Lord, we are your end-time warriors. Use us as your weapons of war against the enemy. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. We do not war after the flesh, but after the spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, release your voice, hailstones of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter the enemy. Shoot out your light and discomfort them in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name. We honor you. We praise you today, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for removing that murdering demon from all of our neighborhoods in every city throughout the United States, in every continent. Lord, they're coming in with vicious crimes. But we know there's nothing new under the sun and nothing is too hard for you. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, to stop the murder, stop the violence, even against our unborn babies. We decree and declare the unborn shall live and not die. They shall not die by murder. They shall not die by disease. They shall not die by crib death. They shall live and declare your word. Declare your word, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We lift up Miss Ludell, Lord God, your servant.
Thank
you. The honorable woman of God who's been on the battlefield a long time. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to heal Miss Ludell's body, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet.
Yes.
And, Lord, many times her knees bother her, even in the back, lower back and the hip area. We ask you to heal that, Lord God. Remove any stiffness, soreness from her body, oh God. Any aches and pains. We say, go in the name of Jesus because she's healed by the stripes of Jesus. And you said, beloved, above all, Miss Ludell, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Yes.
And, Lord, we lift up Mother Fanny, who is not on with us today, Lord God. But, Lord, I thank you that
she's
confident and determined to serve you all the days of her life. And I thank you for the strength in her body, Lord, as she ailing from time to time. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you're doing on Mother Fanny's behalf. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just bless and honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done on Bible Storyland. We thank you, oh, God, that for blessing the speaker, blessing the singers, blessing each and every person who's on. In the name of Jesus. And those who will listen later, blessings, Father God. And so we honor your presence. And we are thanking you, Lord God, for what you've done and what you're going to do. We honor you. You are the Most High God. We are determined. We are confident, oh God, in you. And we thank you that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, and that you raise the flood. You raise the standard when the flood come in. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise and honor you, Lord God. We thank you for what you've already done, what you're about to do, in Jesus' name. Does anybody have anything they want to say before we close out? All right.
Just thank God for.
Go ahead, Miss Ludell.
Just thank God for another week and another time that we was able to listen to the service one more time. And I thank God for all that was in on the program. And I just thank God for everybody and everything.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Ludell. Anybody else have anything they want to say? All right. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland, Father God. We just thank you today for what you did on Bible Storyland. I'm sorry, did anyone else say anything? We thank you for what you did on Bible Storyland, Lord God. Bless each and every person that came on this morning, those who will listen later. And, Lord, we are determined. We are confident in you. Our confidence is in you, oh God. Our determination is in you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for every senior citizen, oh God, that's saved. We lift them up before you, and we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to draw them all closer to you. And, Lord, we lift up those senior citizens who are not saved, and we ask you, Lord, to send somebody to give them a word so that, Lord God, they can be saved, set free, filled with your Holy Spirit, and let them be determined and confident, oh God, to serve you till the day they leave this earth in the name of Jesus. Let not one senior citizen be lost. Let not one person be lost, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you that they will confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord. In the name of Jesus, they will believe in their heart that you raised up Jesus on the third day and they shall be saved. So I want each of you to know before we close out that God loves each of you so much, so much so that he sent Jesus to die for you. And God is calling us to a higher calling, to a closer walk with him. He's drawing us closer to him than ever before. And, you know, it's so much going on in the world today that we got to draw close to God. We don't know the way. We got to hear his voice in this day and time. He wants everybody to hear his voice. So if he says, shut it down and go, leave. I was in Katrina and the Lord spoke to me. He said, they're coming to get you. I'm like, who? He said, pack a bag. So I had to throw some food in the bag and get on out when they came, and they did come. It is crucial that we hear God's voice, and we can't say something told me. We got to say God said it. God told me to do this, and be confident and determined that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know that it was God's voice telling you, and that you will obey when you hear his voice, because it's crucial that we hear and that we obey the Father's voice when he calls on us. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Next week will be Family Day. So I love each of you. You already know God loves you more than I even have the capacity to do so. God is all, oh my God, he is a loving Father. He is a loving Father. He loves you so much, even when you feel unloved. He loves you so much. I can't begin to tell you how much God loves us. Even when we think he don't, he made a way for us where there was seemingly no way. He made a way. Yeah, he did. He made a way for us. He brought us a long way. He made a way. And he's able to carry us through everything that we face, everything we're going to face. So I bless the Lord for you. I love you. Talk to you next Saturday, 9 a.m., same number. Love y'all.
Love you.